Social media lit up earlier this week with photos Kodiak residents had snapped of the northern lights rippling overhead, and the island could see another light show over the next few days. Peter Delamere is a professor of space physics at the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Geophysical Institute.
I know that for this weekend, the forecast is for fairly moderate activity, and I think Kodiak is within the oval of anticipated activity, so this weekend could be good if you have clear skies.
The natural light show is caused by disturbances on the surface of the sun that pull on the magnetic field surrounding Earth. Electrons from those solar disturbances break into the atmosphere and release colored light as they interact with different types of gas. Streaks of green are caused by electrons colliding with oxygen, and red light comes from nitrogen. It's all really complicated, even for scientists, says Delamere, and predicting the aurora can be just as difficult. Luckily, you don't need to be a space physicist to observe the effects. But Delamere has a few tips for aurora viewing, particularly in southern areas of the state like Kodiak.
Definitely look north. Look for the southernmost auroral arc. If you see it moving farther and farther south, keep an eye on it, because that's where it's going to explode from, basically.
The forecast shows aurora activity through Sunday, and the best viewing is typically between 1 and 3 a.m., but Delamere says some of the best aurora displays he's ever seen have been just before dawn or early in the evening. He says patience is key and to plan for a late night. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.